Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man, you already know what the fuck it is. This is PSA Radio, of course. Dre, what is it, man? The most hated and the least respected. That's still true to this day.
That's our slogan. That's the slogan.
That's the slogan, though. That's the motto right there, too. Yo, salute everybody. It's been watching the videos, man. We got the Known 5 recap up. We got Kid Kid's interview up. You already know what it is, man. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in this shit, Three Letterman Dre. What's good, man?
What's fucking good, man? This is a great week of battle rap, man. You know what I'm saying? Got some goodies coming out, man. Holla at your boy, man. What's goodie out here?
Yes, sir. We got a special guest calling up here in a few minutes. We got Michael Hughes, formerly of Vlad TV, now commentating. He did the commentary on the Known 5 event, and I was happy with it. What did you think, man?
With Mike is that dude, son.
Yeah.
He's that dude, so, you know what I'm saying? I definitely got a number of respect for that dude. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A number of respect for that dude. Listen, you got a dude like that, it's professional, got professionalism, pardon me, and it's a go. It's a good look. They can't go wrong with that. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with you. I thought he did a great job. Like you said, he did it professionally, and yeah, man, it was dope. So I'm anxious to hear about what he thinks about Known 5, you know, since he's got a front row seat to it and, you know, just to be able to kind of pick his brain on it, you know what I'm saying? And we got to break down, this will be a little bit later in the show after Michael Hughes, we'll be breaking down a big topic that happened today and that's out. Do people want to see Averb versus Loaded Lux more than they want to see Charlie Clips versus Loaded Lux? So that'll be coming out.
The man is there. You know what it is, Timbo?
Huh.
Hey, we'll touch on it a little later, but I just come to the realization. I think Lux is looking at it. Obviously, it's always going to be a money move for him. He's probably going to get more money battling a Charlie Clips than an Averb right now. The purse.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because is there a demand for Averb right now? Probably not, but I'll be real with you, my nigga. I know we did our recap, and we got on Verb. Like, my nigga, you're talking about Lux, come get this medicine. You just got 3 zips. It's not even debatable, Verb. But shout out to 100 Bars Magazine. After I've seen these brothers going back and forth, yes, I'm backpedaling again. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm backpedaling. I want to see Verb and fucking Lux. Straight up.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah man. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll definitely go more into it and break it down, but Dre, I'm leaning towards that too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
leaning towards that.
I thought you'd rather see Clips, but he wasn't too high on Clips going into this battle with Hollow. I noticed that, though. You weren't too big on Clips. I just think, man, and the niggas out there saying Charlie Clips won, man. Listen, bro, I what battle were you watching? I just don't know what, you know what I'm saying? The first round was debatable. If you got a nigga breaking you down like the way Hollow did, I mean, that was well-crafted, well-written, well-thought-out. Like you said yesterday, Timbo, in the recap, you did an angle and it worked. The fans know exactly where you're going with that shit. You know what I mean? So,
exactly. No, you're right. I've, you know, but Hollow did it creatively, like I said, you know what I'm saying? And he really exposed it, and he got the fans involved and things like that. So that's why I thought it was more of a creative angle instead of just somebody saying you're so predictable and everything like that. Like, you know, Hollow made an example of it and everything. So it kind of visualized it. So it was dope. So, but like I said, I still stand by it
but
I wasn't too crazy over it.
Clips does know, and I hope he does know, if he loses the password in a bad fashion or just the way Hollow beat him, my nigga, man, we got these Clips, man, for real, bro.
Let me tell you why I'm worried about that battle. So you sent me the video, of course, of Clips and Mook breaking down the event. And in that video,
them niggas were high, man. Look ahead, Timbo.
Yeah. I don't know about Clips, man. Anyways, so in that video, clip specifically says, you know, after this battle, I'm taking some time off. And then a few seconds goes by, and he's like, oh, shit, wait, never mind. I battle next week. I got to battle Passwords next week. Yeah, that's right. So after that battle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Dre.
And you know what? It's going to be the same story again where niggas are going to try to put asterisks next to Backstage name. I mean, not Backstage, past name or fucking
yeah.
Sharon's name. I'm not here to get Charlie Clips to pass. I'm sorry. No, my nephew. You lost.
Yeah.
You lost. Fuck it. For now on, Clips, you decide you want to come 50% against niggas and you decide that you want to take some other nigga more serious. Nah, bro. I'm not buying that no more. You can't, man. You can't be considered one of the GOATs in this shit. After T-Rex,
yeah.
niggas are saying Charlie Clips is that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You stole
yeah.
the MVP of the fucking of that night.
Yeah.
Nah, we can't keep giving you passes like this all the time.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, you know, man.
We can't keep doing
you
that.
You can
we got
Timbo, you can like Clips like everybody does, and that's cool. But
yeah.
when
no, you're
is
right.
enough? And when do we put our foot down like, yo, bro, just because you're Charlie Clips and you're active, my nigga? Nah,
yeah.
man. Nah. And you interact with the fans, you got Charlie Clips TV, that's cool. But nah, my nigga, we can't be giving you passes all the time, son.
This is a PSA from Dre. This is a PSA
from
Dre, and it's true. Well, listen, you know what? We should ask our guests this, too. Now, let's get them on the phone. Did an exceptional
Word.
Job commentating and covering Smack URL's Known 5, especially with the pay-per-view. And but let's be honest, been one of those dudes in battle rap. Like, this is the guy
yeah.
right here. So, you know, let's get him on right now. Michael Hughes. Michael, what's good, man?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely,
you're ready, Mike. What's good, my G?
Chilling, man. Chilling. I appreciate the positive comments on the Known 5 commentary. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Come on, brother.
Absolutely,
man.
Get
it in, man. You are respect. Bro, listen, Mike. You are respected in this shit, bro. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're the Howard Finkel right now. You know what I'm saying? You're that dude right now, son. Let's get into no fucking five, my G. I need to hear you in the building. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of times you don't like to step on toes, this, that, and third, but it's PSA Radio, my dude. I got to get the feedback on the night. Let's start off with Verb and Shine. Were you shocked? Who did you have winning going into the battle first, Mike?
All right, well, I'm going to say, well, first, I'm going to be real. I thought that, I don't know, I just thought that Verb was going to be able to pull off his, you know, just kind of slick talk to him style and kind of, you know, shut Shine down a little bit. But I felt
Same
as
here.
Though Shine was, yeah, you know, I felt as though he was coming also with a little, like, chip on his shoulder. Even though if you ask Shine, I bet you Brad, he'll say that he beat Wavy 30, even though me personally, I had Wavy winning 2-1.
Yeah,
me too.
So I felt as though he was going to come in, you know, trying to prove something. And he shocked me, though. This was like the best Shine since Professor Shine, in my opinion. Like,
yeah, fact.
He definitely elevated. And I watched the battle again online last night. And, I mean, take away the third round if you want, just because of all the crowd interaction and, you know, the fight on stage. But even without that, like, it was a 30 for Shine, in my opinion.
Mike, it seemed like, me and Dre were talking about it, it seemed like Shine listened to what the critics said about his Wavy battle to slow it down. I mean, Shine
mm-hmm.
really slowed it down this battle. He got rid of the crazy hand movements on stage. Like you said, he really went back to that Professor Shine, that Shine against Calico also, you know, and,
right.
and wins him battles. And I thought that's what did it. He was so confident up there.
Yeah, I mean, one thing with Shine, like with the Wavy thing, I was talking to people on Twitter about it. It's like one of his issues at times is that he's so full of energy that it becomes
yeah.
kind of monotoned, where it's just like it's
yeah.
just stagnant at high energy. So this time, like mm-hmm. you said, he slowed it down. He kind of broke it down so it actually had fluctuations where you could feel the punches as opposed to him just being on like 1,000% the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Slowing
mm-hmm.
it down definitely helped him out. And that was great work for Shine, man. He put in work, without a doubt.
Would you call it a 3-0?
Are we laughing?
Would you call it a 3-0?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the last round, I don't really even, like, if it was like a boxing thing, I would give that last round like a no contest, just because, like I said, all the BS happened on stage, and then the fans just kind of being like, you know, too quick to hate, not even let Verb spit his bars. But at the end of the day, regardless, still Sean had the better third round material. So, I mean, you give it 2-0 with the no contest in the third, or 3-0. So, I mean, Verb, I respect what he was trying to do. Like, he tried to switch it up, you know, a little comedy, trying to spit like some like real bars or whatever, but it just wasn't hitting for that stage.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Both of you and Timo's question, Mike. Here's my concern with K-Shine. We've seen this story before, fellas. He battles DNA. Niggas go crazy. Then Shine goes on a fucking, let's be real, fellas, a sort of a decline. After that, the Big T battle wasn't popping. The Arsenal battle wasn't popping. I need Shine to stay consistent, and that's the problem I have with Shine, because he'll always give you Mike and Timo that one round, like against Sue Surf. He battled Surf, right, Mike? And yes, he lost 2-1, but I still felt Shine had the best round of the whole fucking battle, which was his first round. How does Shine stay consistent where he's not going to fall off now? Because now the expectation is not on Shine, like, yeah, my nigga, you know, you 3-0 Verb, and you gave us three dope-ass rounds. That's my problem with battle rappers. Like, you give us three dope rounds, and then you go back to mediocrity and shit, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I think it has partially to do with, you know, the opponent, the willingness to beat the opponent. Because we all know Shine and Verb have wanted to get busy for a minute. So I feel as though they were both really motivated. Now, also, I don't know, maybe the NWX movement is really improving the battlers involved. Because not only Shine, but TNA did his thing, too. You know what I'm saying? DNA had three consistent rounds. So I don't, and DNA, in my opinion, it sounded to me like DNA and Shine were, like, sparring together, like, behind the scenes. Because DNA switched up his style a little bit. Like, he was going, like, consistent bars rather than his 1-2-3-4 set of punch. You know what I'm saying? So I think that NWX, like, they really trying to get busy with that work. So maybe that's benefiting them, too, for the long run. Who knows?
Yeah. No, I would agree to that. Were you surprised with DNA with his battle against Jones? Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest. Dre and I feel the same way. This is a sleeper battle. This is my intermission battle if I had to go get some food or something. Now, this is actually, it could be a 2-1 either way, some people are saying. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, watching it live, man. Now, the thing is DNA is my dude, you know what I'm saying? He was my first ever interview in battle rap, so I always, you know, I root for him. And I was a fan of his before I even got involved in his hands-on. But
Mike, he was in my top five a couple years ago, Mike. He was in my top five about 3 years ago, DNA. Facts.
I feel you. He was probably in a lot of people's top five, you know, throughout the course of, you know, battle rap history, for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel as though, like, watching it live, I wasn't sure which way it could go because it was just so close. Like, DNA second was hard, but then Sirius Jones came out with, like, the crazy religious biblical references that were just hard as hell, too. And I remember, like, being in the spot, me and Norbs were doing the commentary, and all the fans around us was like, "Oh, damn, DNA is serious. I'm about to go take a nap. I'm about to go smoke an L. I'm about to go get a drink," whatever. Even Norbs is like, "Yo, I have no desire to see this battle. It's about to be trash." And he'll tell you. I'm not even putting him on blast. He'll also tell you. He was like, "I thought this battle was going to be trash." But honestly, bro, that was, to me, one of the most entertaining battles of the night. Like, it really surprised
me. Yeah. I got to say the same. I mean, I was extremely surprised. I didn't think it would be a 2-1 either way. But I had DNA winning it. I wasn't feeling Jones' first round. But when he got to the whole clocks game or whatever, when he got to the biblical stuff, I mean, it seemed like that round everything was hitting for the crowd, too.
When
he was doing the biblical stuff and everything like that.
I rewatched it last night, when I rewatched it, I had DNA 2-1, but I even tweeted. I said, "Yo, this is a battle that I know that the very next time I'm going to watch it, I'm probably going to say Jones 2-1. And if I watch it again, I'm going to say DNA." It's just going to go back and forth. Like, I was impressed with both of them from that battle.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a good one.
I was impressed, Mike. I won't lie. I'm not a fucking Sirius Jones fan, but I got to keep it real, though. His second round didn't impress me. And the third round, you know I don't fuck with Jones like that. And
I know.
The third round, it's pretty much debatable to me and shit. But, you know, it is what it is.
Now, let's go.
The thing with Jones is, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike.
And I was going to say, the thing with Jones is, like, DNA, last time I interviewed him before this at Rookies Vets, he was saying how, you know, for some reason, Jones just manages to stand the test of time. And when you think that he's, like, old school and his bars just shouldn't hit in today's era, he finds a way to just adapt. You know what I'm saying? So I got to tip my hat off to him for that. You know, he's one of them old cats that's time and again been able to make the necessary adjustments, so you can't say anyone's truly put Jones down. You know what I'm saying?
Especially with him and Clips. I mean, that surprised everybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody. No, that was a crazy one. So that was a surprise battle for me. Now, the next one that was up was my performance of the night, by the way, Official versus Jazz.
Yep.
In the room, how was it?
In the room, Jazz got ripped up. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. Like, Jazz, her first round was fire in the room. It was fire. Like, because she's like, the thing with Jazz is she's mad smooth with it. However, I said this, I was like, yo, man, like, Jazz, she's real technical. She's smooth. Her delivery's awesome. But I know Official style. She's full of energy. I've seen her perform live numerous times. And I knew, I said, she's made for this type of crowd. Because she punches like a dude. Like, she punches like a Sue Surf or somebody. You know what I'm saying? So once Official went for her first round, it was kind of like over from there. Like, the first round was kind of a toss-up in a sense in the room. But, nah, man, you got to get that to Official all the way. And I remember checking Twitter. Everyone was, no offense, saying that Jazz was getting smoked. So, you know.
Mike,
in the third round, when Jazz, like, stumbled, that's uncharacteristic of her. You know what I'm saying? To stumble on her words. So when that happened, I was like, yeah, it's over.
But, Mike, let me ask you a question. Like, first, all right. Everybody says Official punches, punch, 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 and that's all she does. And Jazz is good with the angles. Do you think it was more of a head game? Because originally this was supposed to be in a small setting, and then people try to say Official can't handle a big stage. Are you shocked the way that she handled that stage, though? More than
not
Jazz?
At all.
She owned that shit.
Yeah, like, I don't even understand why people would say that she can't handle a big stage. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. If you watch her style, I'll give you an example. Her versus C3. You know what I'm saying? I actually, since I box and everything, I put Debo onto that gym, Willis Ave Gym. It's an enormous gym. I told him about it, like, yo, it got crazy space. And sure enough, when he booked it, man, that place was as packed as, like, the Gnome 5 crowd, if not even more, to be honest with you. Like, I couldn't, the owner of the gym told me, yo, Mike, man, I'm kind of nervous. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't even know if the gym can hold as many people, because it's like an old, like, wooden church. He's like, I'm nervous the fucking floor is going to, like, break under us, and we're all going to die right now. Like, it was that bad. And Official just rocked the crowd in there, you know what I'm saying? Granted, it's the ring, but I knew from there, I was like, yo, son, if she ever gets on a smack stage, it's going to be a problem.
It's
going to be a problem, and it was a problem, you know? It's just too much energy. And Jazz, in my opinion, for this one, it was too monotone, and she was just going too slow. Like, after the first round with Official, with all the energy she had, I felt as though Jazz needed to kick it up a gear, and she didn't. So she's a homie, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Jazz hard, but end of the day, you know.
Mike, it seemed like, for me, when I was watching, it was like, damn, Jazz has never been put in this position before. So I just don't know if she knew how to really handle it. She's never been down like that, especially on a smack stage. Official, I mean, I'm so mad at Official that she just didn't continue with the bars that third round. She would have just bars that third round. It would have been it was a clear win to me.
Yeah.
But it would have been a clear 3-0 if that was the case.
Yeah.
She kind of strayed from that. But I don't think Jazz has been in that position. So her body language, I mean, she was just looking down, and, you know, she didn't really know how to handle that.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Like, she showed it, like, her physical appearance, her facial expression and everything. Like, I could tell that whenever the crowd was there, Jazz was kind of thinking, like, okay, this might be a bad situation right now.
It's always been reversed.
Let me ask you a simple question, because I know Official is screaming she wants to battle Hustle. Listen, that's cool and all. For me, I think Official and Shayna Ashley be a better battle. What you fellas think?
Give Official a guy on Smack. I want to see Official battle a dude on that stage. real shit.
Yeah, I honestly want to see a battle of homie too. I think they should put in work, to be real. You said Official and Shayna? Let me keep it a stack. What's the last battle Shayna had? Was it
Gattis.
Gattis, right.
No,
right,
she
right.
She battled on the Gladiator shit. I think she battled Miss Merck on the Gladiator shit.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Merck,
there's so many battles should be getting like just hazy in my head sometimes. But
yeah.
Shayna versus Official, I like it. But I want to see Shayna, like, she's going to, you know, get busy with 40 this Sunday. So I want to see what Shayna brings, because I've seen her, you know, battle in person a couple times, but I want to see what she brings to the table this time around. Because, I mean, Official, she's more frequently battle-tested, you know, and Shayna's never been on a big stage like a snack stage like that, you know, that type of crowd. We have seen Shayna have, you know, the choke moment versus E Heart and everything like that. I want to see what Shayna does.
And against Jazz. He choked against Jazz, too.
Right, right. And I want to see what Shayna does this Sunday versus 40 before I jump to the whole Official thing. But I do like the matchup. But, I do think Official versus Hustle for Smack would be fire just because of they're both just real aggressive styles and everything, and a lot of energy, just aggressive punches, just violent bars. Like, I think that would be fire for sure.
I want to see Official versus K-Shine at the next thing.
I like that.
Official versus Shine. It's freaking wild as shit. Like you said, violent. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the Shine from this that we just saw.
If
it's the Dre Shine that he's going to take off three battles, then nah, I'm good. But put her against someone like that, man. Those gun bars were fucking insane.
Yeah, I like Official versus Shine, Surf, Rock, even Calico.
Yeah.
Even
Cal.
You know, just, people
yo,
just
what about Official
like,
and Shug?
That would be fire, bro. That would be fire.
That would be kind of interesting right there, bro.
Real talk.
I want to see Official versus Suge.
I want to see Suge try to tap pocket for her, do something, tap spandex. If you had a spandex a lot, something.
Official going to do some shit back. Fuck that.
Nah, she will. She'll do some wild shit.
Mike, what's your take on Hollow Eclipse, man? That was Pacquiao Mayweather, right? Disappointing?
Nah, as me and Norb said, that was definitely going to be more entertaining than Pac-Man, man, it was. But I still, and me personally, I felt as though it didn't quite live up to the hype just because, I mean, the expectation for me, when I hear, you know, just hype for such a long time, I expect to see, like, you know, Jupiter and Mars, just out of this world stuff. I felt as though it was fire, but there was dry moments, and it was just, like, things that, like, I felt as though it should have been more exceptional. Like, I was expecting to see, like, Eclipse third round versus T-Rex for the entire battle from both of them. You know what I'm saying? This battle, it's interesting. It's like, Norbs, he rocks. You know, he thinks Eclipse is, like, one of the best in the world, but he rocks a Hollow heavy. And he even said, look, Hollow's, his words, he's like, Hollow's up 2-0 right now, first two. But he was like, yo, watch. He's up, but he's not up to the point where Eclipse can't steal the battle in this third round. And then when Hollow's third just didn't hit and he was getting booed a lot and everything, and then Eclipse's third was actually pretty strong, Norbs was even saying, he said, he thinks that Hollow won, but he was like, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people did Eclipse stole the battle off of the third round. And that's what a lot of people are saying. On the flip side, that's what, you know, other people saying Hollow won.
I think niggas on bath salts, my dude. Like, for real. Listen, I understand battle rap. Is everybody got an opinion. I get it. But ain't no way in hell you going to sell me on the first round, Eclipse won that first round. You can't sell me that Eclipse won that second round when he goes on a fucking tangent against Cortez and D Chambers. Like, you're not attacking the dude in front of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, to me, you didn't win the first two and shit. Now, you give him the third round, fine. He won the third round, but what about the other two? So, to me, it's 2-1 Hollow. Even if Eclipse had a fire still around, and when are we going to stop? Listen, I think Charlie Clips is that dude. But my nigga, I look at Clips, and I'm going off body language alone when I'm looking at this on camera, fellas. He be looking mad disinterested, like he's not even, like he's here, but he's not here, if that makes sense. And he talk about his pops, mm-hmm. maybe battling out after Rex. Like, I don't want to hear you talk about your pops no more, man. No disrespect, Clips. He's just OD. With your pops in every battle. We know, we get it, man. We get it, man. I don't know. Am I off or?
I understand what you're saying. You know what it is? This battle kind of reminds me of Lamont Peterson versus Danny Garcia, the fight that recently happened. If you look at it, because think about it, a lot of people think that Lamont Peterson won based off how strong he finished the fight. Lamont won the last four rounds clearly. He won like rounds like 9 through 12, you know, pretty hands down. He was washing Danny by then. He had Danny's face all busted up. However, people forget that Lamont Peterson, no offense to him, you know, I'm a boxer, so I understand strategies and everything, but he was running around and not throwing any real effective offense for like the first eight rounds. So therefore, granted, boxing has a very clear and, you know, easy to see and easy to calculate scoring system where if you lose in the first eight rounds, 10-9, you can win the last four with no knockdowns, but you're definitely not going to win the fight on the scorecard. But in the eyes of the fans, it's like, yo, those last four rounds is what really stuck because that's where the action was. So a lot of people felt that Lamont won, even though in reality he lost because he ran around for the first eight rounds. It's the same thing with the Clips and Hollow, where I do understand why you're saying, why many others like you are saying that, yo, you know, Clips lost the first two definitely, so you're not going to tell me that because one round in the end he won. But at the same time, I can understand people saying, yo, man, look, you may have lost the first if you want to argue it. He definitely lost the second, but his third was a 180 from Hollow's. No offense, Hollow's third did hit like at all, and it was a lot of just like dry material. It just fell off, and Clips is really picked up. So that's why a lot of people will say, you know what, he won because he finished like with that ass whooping finish. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just like he edged it a little bit in the third. Like that third was a 180 from Hollow. That's why I say I understand why people said that. You feel me?
But Mike, you thought on an ass whooping third round though?
It was compared to what Hollow did in his third. It was an ass whooping third. That's what I mean. It's like if Hollow's third was a little stronger, then no, it wasn't. That, like I said, that third round from Clips wasn't crazy compared to what he's done in the past with like third, second, first rounds, whatever. But at the same time, it was complete opposite of Hollow's effectiveness in his third. That's why, like I said, I can understand why even Norbs, you know, who supports Hollow, would say, you know what, I can see why people might try to say that Clips stole the fight. One thing I will say about Hollow, though, man, I really like his creativity in his battles and, you know, take away the Joe Budden thing. Like when he battled Rex, Hollow is very good. I've realized this at like exposing what you're going to do and what you're going to say, so that when you say it, it really doesn't hit as hard as it should. Like Clip said shit like in his first round that was actually pretty dope, but because of what Hollow said, just predicting everything that Clip was going to do, you hear Clip just getting like, oh yeah, so you actually did it, do exactly what Hollow said, so I don't like what you just said as much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Hollow knows how to just diminish what his opponent's going to do, which is a really genius strategy. I give him props for that.
Here's the thing. Here's my take on this battle, Mike and Dre. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it didn't live up for me, first of all. I was expecting to see something different from Clips. And for me, from what I hear, I mean, he was similar to what he was with T-Top. Like, it was good. It was all right, you know, but it wasn't anything crazy out of this world that we expected from Clips. What he told us on the phone, on PSA Radio, that he was like, look, Hollow is the only one I can go with that 100% for, and this is the one I'm going to go 100% for. No one has – I have never written 100% for anybody. So
I hate
it
that
makes,
shit. I can't stand that talk. Ugh.
See, and that's the thing. You know, we've seen him take battles off in the past, so our excuse for Clips is like, all right, he's preparing for Hollow. Like, you know, this battle's coming up. It's going to solidify
right.
And it's going to say who's the top. And I'm not going to lie to you, man, it didn't. It didn't to me, not because of – you know what, Clips didn't come 100%, but so didn't Hollow. Hollow didn't come 100%.
Yeah. So, So let me ask you brothers a question then. Is it now that because when he battled Top, the rumblers in the battle rap community was, well, you know, he's not going to take Top serious because he has Hollow on his mind. So now is it, he's not going to take Hollow serious because he has Lux on his mind. What is it? I don't know. And I tell you, Mike and Timbo, my interest level for Clips and Lux was probably at an 80%. I got to tell you, that shit right now is at a 40 or 35. I'll step it up even notch for you guys. I have more interest in seeing Verb and Lux more than Lux and Clips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I feel the same way. I haven't seen 100%. We haven't seen 100% from Lux. From Clips, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you know, for me, I personally, Clips and Lux, that's not the one that really excites me. I mean, I think Clips and Mook would make more sense just because of, like, Lux's rapping style.
Yeah.
It's kind of, for me, like, me personally, I would rather see the Daylight that battled Oops versus Lux more if you really ask me.
I keep hearing about that battle, Mike.
Man. Dave, that was one of the sharpest Daylights I've seen, bro. And the third round from both of them, I don't like. I'm saying all of this. Let me just make it clear, because I don't want people to kill me. Like, oh, the battle's trash online. I'm saying this as a person who watched it live and felt the energy in person. You know, that can't be duplicated online. You can have a battle be fire in the building, still be fire online, but you're still not going to feel it online as you would in the building. Let me just make that clear. So the Daylight Oops, both of their third rounds, like, I said it before and I'll say it again. Live, I would say those are two rounds that are candidates for best rounds of the year. Watching it live. I don't know how it's going to translate, you know, on footage. However, I will say this. Daylight is serious this year. He's bringing bars. And when he's serious, man, his pen game is ridiculous. So I personally would like to see Day versus Lux. And I've been trying to set up Day versus the Saga, too, man. I really want to see that go down, like, I think that would be a fire battle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that would be a fire battle, man. Fire. Fire. Straight fire.
We don't have a big Daylight fan here, Mike. I'm sorry.
Quill, man. I like Quill. I think lyrically he's dope, Mike. It's just sometimes to me when Daylight is battling, it seems like he's trying to let niggas know that he's nice and could put words together. Instead of attacking the nigga that's in front of him sometimes.
I feel you. Like, one thing with him in the past, I've even criticized him. Like, he'll spit way too fast, and it's a lot of words, and it's like one of those things where you got to play it back five times on camera just to catch what one line was. And by then, it's like, bro, the fact that you have to do that many puzzle pieces, like, I can't even give you the battle for that. You know, there's complexity is dope, but sometimes a simpler approach is way more effective. You know what I'm saying? However, this is why I've given him props for the Oops battle. His bars were complex. He spit fast, but not fast, like so fast that you couldn't understand. Like, I was hearing everything, and I'm telling you, bro, the pen game was super sharp. That's why if I see that Daylight versus the Lux, I think the overall battle would just be straight fire, straight fire.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a side note. Daylight did have Bar of the Year last year. I'm just letting you guys know that. Daylight did have Bar of the Year with you'll get the open hand, the fist, or the deuce. Rock, paper, scissors. I'm just saying.
Right.
Bar of the Year, pretty much just because I was in the building for that, but yeah.
No, so, man, you know what? I think Daylight had two dope battles that you could honestly have a conversation and say it was candidates for Battle of the Year with him and Chilla and him and Clips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can make the argument those two battles are definitely in the top five or top ten with no question. You know what I mean? Well, for me, I want to see Daylight and John John.
Okay.
I want to see John John and Hollow. Fuck that.
Yeah, I do want to see that. I do want to see that.
Daylight and John John, John though, has a good backstory, too. They've been going at it. So
that's why.
Either one of those. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Daylight John. You're right. That has been brewing. That has been brewing, too.
Y'all want to see Daylight and Big T just because they got a history of trolling back and forth on Twitter?
Nope.
Nah.
I don't want to see Big T on that. I don't want to see Big T on that stage. I'm going to be honest with you here.
Oh,
I'm praying that shit isn't locked, but who knows if it is. I hope it's not.
Mike, what you thought about Rock and Surf?
Rock and Surf.
Debatable. Jesus.
I thought that Surf had it 2-1. That's me personally. I got to watch it again, though, on camera. And live, though, in the building, I thought Surf kind of clearly had it 2-1, but that's just me. Tay-Rock is dope as always, you know what I'm saying? But Sue Surf, when I was watching it, I was just like, damn, man, his approaches to his bars and, like, his setups or his haymakers are just, like, way more creative than what Rock was bringing. So it kind of just had more of an impact on me. That's just my personal opinion. Like I said, I got to watch it again online. I gave Rock the third round, but I gave Surf the first two in the building. That was just me, though.
I thought it was actually a great battle, and I was very surprised. Were you surprised, too? Was it a surprise thing in the room when that was last? When that battle was the last one?
Well, the thing was, I think that it was something with, like, the time constraint of the pay-per-view and the venue. Like, so
you had to get in Halloween clips. If that shit didn't happen, they were...
Right, exactly. I mean, I was hoping that they could get the Rock and Surf, too, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want to have K-Rock have to do another, you know, small room battle like he did with the Clips thing, because that was initially supposed to be on the big stage they ran at the time. So,
you know what?
The battle was dope.
Leading up to it, Mike, it seemed like there was, surprisingly, it seemed like there was more hype and, quote-unquote, sell of the fight for Surf and Rock, just because they had the in-studio. You know, granted, we had, like, a little trailer for Hollow and Cliff, so we had the in-studio with both of them there. You know, they were both on PSA Radio here talking a bunch of shit to each other and, you know, really selling the fight. And I felt like that was more hyped for me personally than Hollow and Clips.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I mean, off of, like, the name, like, Hollow and Clips, that might be, like, a step up, I guess. But, nah, I definitely feel like the tension with Rock and Surf had a bigger build for sure. I mean, it was a dope clash. Like I said, I really got to see it again, though, man, because, I don't know, I felt like Surf was just too creative with his stuff. I was just like, damn, man, I can't not give it to him. And I'm a big K-Rock fan, don't get it twisted. Like,
yeah,
I rock with K-Gang hard, but, yeah, I had to give it to that one.
I was thinking the same thing, you know, Surf is much more creative with the bars, too, and really putting stuff together. So I was feeling the same thing. But Mike, it's not like Rock shit was bad. It's just Surf.
Not at all. Surf
is great.
That's the battle. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Rock, in my opinion, will never be bad. Rock is always going to bring you that solid stuff that you want to hear. But that's why I just think, like, Surf with the creativity, he just took that extra mile to just elevate just that much more. In my eyes, just as a creativity.
And
I gotta say this, man, about Sue Surf. Love him or hate him, earning ass, all that other crazy shit, or niggas want to call him a reach god. But if you look on his resume alone, on the people he's battled, son, his resume is retarded. Surf has battled killers, man. Young Ill when he was a killer. X Factor when he was a killer. I mean, Jesus Christ, K-Shine. I mean, when K-Shine was, you know, in his prime, if you want to call it that, at that particular time. You know what I'm saying? I just think with Surf, he needs a body. I know he body bricks, okay, fine. But I think he needs that. Because I think he has a lot of debatable battles, which we talked to Surf, and he said that's cool with him. He doesn't mind having debatable battles. But I think he needs that 1-3-0. You know what I'm saying? Like what Charlie Clips at the Rec, something like that.
Was him and X a debatable?
I think some people had extra. I had Sue Surf winning that 2-1, but I've seen
Surf winning that shit clearly from what I remember. Like, I don't know. X was saying you wear the socks with the finger toes in them, and then so when Surf had his whole Midwest movement scheme, it was over for me. I picked Surf to win that
fellas,
based off the first.
Let me
ask y'all a question, man. Take it off of Surf, but since, you know, Known 5 just popped off, a few of the dudes that battled on Known are now going to be at King of the Dots Massachusetts joint this Saturday.
Yeah.
Do you think that KOTD is going to get the second-rate leftover bars from, you know, the guys who just sit on knowing, you know, the last-minute preparation bars?
Charlie Clips on that card, Michael? Right? Charlie Clips on that card, so I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say again. I think we're going to get that. I'm dead ass. It is, Timo. Let's be real, man. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Listen,
well,
Mike.
Yeah.
Hold on real quick.
Yeah,
I mean, y'all. We live in a world of battle rap where you hear a lot of cats say, I don't live by this slogan, but it is what it is. If it ain't in a smack, it doesn't count. We've heard this time and time and time again. And if I'm a league owner, I would question that. And like, I'm going to give you this money and this platform, and I'm expecting three rounds. You're going to come in with one round, bitch about the time limit or some dumb shit. You can't get your passport to come over, all kind of fuckery and shit. And, Mike, I do agree with you. No, I think niggas are going to get leftovers, man. Straight up. Thanksgiving leftovers. For real.
And you know DNA is
you know
battling
what?
Twice.
Yeah, DNA's battling twice. Here's the thing, Mike. Me and Dre were talking about it, and I don't know if you saw the blog with Clips and Mook, but in that blog, Clips says, you know what, after this battle, I'm taking some time off. And then some few seconds go by, and he's like, oh, shit, wait, never mind. I got passwords next week. And then I'm taking time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit, what is that saying towards this battle?
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, like, for passwords, like, he's been around for a minute. You know, he's dope, you know, for his own style and what he does. Yeah,
yep.
Like, passwords have been dope. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that that's a battle that should be taken lightly, but, you know.
Nope.
You never know. I mean, I'm not going to dog Charlie, you know what I'm saying? Charlie, man, cool, but you never know, to be honest with you. And
listen, let's be real about this. Let's be real about this real quick.
I will say something. Charlie, got to remember now, DNA got flamed by Pash 3-0. Like, he beat the shit out of DNA. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's where ain't nothing to take fucking lightly, Charlie Clips, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you can bring your 90% game, and I think this nigga pass would still make it debatable. You feel me? So if you go in there half-assing on 40 or 50%, it's going to be a long night for you, Clips, for real.
Here's the thing, though. Here's in Clips's mind. If pass beats Clips, let's be honest, what changes?
Nothing. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. What changes?
I mean, that's the messed up part. It's like nothing changes, no offense, because of the platform it's on. If Pass were to beat Clips on, I mean, I'm not trying to, like I said, I got nothing but respect for KOTD. I like a lot of the battles they put out. I've been a big fan of KOTD. I've been a big fan of Grind Time, like all the old school stuff, you know what I'm saying? Right. But for some reason, the general consensus of battle rap fans is really like, if a person takes a loss over there or don't flop or whatever, I don't know why, but people just don't take it as seriously. It's kind of messed up, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Something
it's
else
not true.
Really
fans, if you want to blame somebody, fellas, it's us, the fans.
Yeah,
for real.
Basically.
We take we police and sheriff what the fuck goes around here, and if we're not fucking policing shit and trying to put some guidelines into this shit, then of course the fucking image run asylum and shit doesn't matter. You can go to fucking and you spit that heat. You go to Syndicate Cartel and don't have a good battle, and fans, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fact.
It's true.
Something else
that's
though
true.
For me is like. The fact that 40, she's battling DNA, and then the very next day, she got to battle Shayna. And the last time she did that, she battled, I think, Cortez, like a week before she battled Jazz, and then we seen what happened when she battled Jazz. So I'm wondering if 40 going to come back to Queen of the Ring and just get flamed and, like, choke up again. No shots to 40, she's not cool, but I'm just wondering off of the history.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Now, Mike, before we let you go, man, I know it's been a while on here. I want to ask you what you got coming up, man. Now, we hope to see you commentating more. Not sure if there's going to be more pay-per-views, but what do you got coming up?
I'm definitely looking to do another big pay-per-view event. I'm going to keep my lips sealed until things get finalized for that, but you might see me again.
You know what? That means it's smack. That means it's smack. King of the Dot won't keep their fucking lips closed because, you know, that shit's pay-per-viewed all the time.
Thanks. But, nah, I mean, you guys also might see something else. You know, me and Norris, we really like the work we did together. Me and him, like, we always have been cool, like, all battle rapping. Like, he used to do mad interviews and I was with Vlad and everything. So you might see some, like, tag team, you know, projects with me and Norbs. I do my little independent interviews here and there, you know, with Hughes Battleground, my little independent thing. I'm just, you know, just trying to stay active and do what I can to help the culture, man. I appreciate you guys bringing me on, bro, for real.
Absolutely. What's your boxing record, real quick, before you go?
Boxing record, right now I have 30 fights in the amateurs. I've won 24. I've lost 6. I won the Golden Gloves in 2012. I won the Metros this past year in, like, November 2014. And then I was, unfortunately, the runner-up in the finals twice in the Golden Gloves. I got 2 silvers. The thing with the amateurs is, like, unless you're, like, Joe Calzaghe, who went, like, his entire amateur and professional career without losing one single fight, everyone and their mother takes an L in the amateurs. It's all for learning experience.
Yeah.
Like Floyd Mayweather lost, Muhammad Ali lost, Roy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The dude, Vasily Lomachenko, who got like a record of like 450 and like one in the amateurs. Like he lost one time, you know. The amateurs is the platform to get your fine tuning in for the pros. So, you know, I don't have the best record, but I don't got a bad record. If you talk to some people in the amateurs, there's dudes who won the Golden Gloves, who got a record of like 4-12. So,
I
ain't no scrub
you,
with the hands. That's all
right.
I can say.
There we go. Hey, man, they should just have you fucking do security. You know, these events have something to pop off sometimes.
Totally.
So.
I'm not even fun. Sometimes I'll be low key in there just like, yo, I wish something. Just like I just said, I wish. Low key, I'll be kind of low key with it, but.
That'd be a dope pay-per-view. I'd fuck with that. I'd definitely cop that if I knew something was going down. That's tight, man. We appreciate you coming up here, man. Real shit. And salute on what you did in 05.
Sure.
And, you know, definitely coming up. We hope to see you on there.
Definitely, bro, for sure, man. Stay up.
Absolutely,
Mike,
bro.
Ready, man.
All
right, brother.
Salute, Mike. All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
Salute to Michael Hughes, man. Always good to talk to that man. He's always in the battle rap world, Dre, as they say. Yeah. And are you surprised with any of his answers of what we had asked him?
Not really. Not surprised.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to see if Sirius Jones is on Summer Madness 5?
3.
Okay. That's all I was asking. I was just curious. we have another pay-per-view this weekend, Dre. So I completely forgot. That we have the King of the Dot pay-per-view coming up with the Massacre. And what do you think about we doing these predictions? Everybody fucks with the predictions.
Man. Come on, bro. Let's get it, man. Come on. You know
what
we do.
We ain't even
I don't ain't nobody. It's battle rap, man. I fuck with all these, man. Get it, man.
All right, man, we're going to go from the bottom up. Let's go, let's go. Let's go DNA versus Dirtbag Dan.
DNA, 3-0.
Oh, wow. You know DNA is battling twice on this card, right? And you're still picking him 3-0.
Yeah, okay. I'm still picking
DNA. All right. I'm going to go DNA 2-1 on this battle against Dirtbag Dan. Let's go XL versus Danny Myers.
Yo, my nigga, on some real shit. I just want to throw this out here. If you niggas have not seen Excel and Newborn, please go watch that shit. I know it's not top tier niggas, but they got busy. I'm expecting this to be a dope battle. Excel and Danny Myers, I guarantee you the King of the Dot crowd is going to appreciate the bars these two brothers bring. I'm going to go Excel. No more Danny Myers 2-1. I like 2-1 because I'm not taking nothing from Excel, but I'm going Danny Myers 2-1 home. We shouldn't be shocking, okay?
You going Danny Myers 2-1? Bro,
yeah.
I might go XL on this one, man. I think I'm going to go XL 2-1 on this.
Not
a light 2-1 in my cert voice. Salute to cert, by the way, for adding to the battle rap vocabulary. A light 2-1. I'm going XL on a fucking light 2-1 against Danny Myers.
Right.
Let's go 40 bars versus DNA.
DNA doing two battles in one night. I'm going 40 bars, 2-1 to DNA. I'm going 40 bars, 2-1 over DNA. Word.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's going to be debatable, but I'm going to go with you. I'm going to lead towards 40 on this one as a 2-1 for 40 bars. Next up, Roan versus Goods.
Strange battle. I'm not too far. I think it's a strange battle. Goods, you my man, but I want to see, here's what I'm thinking. Goods is going to take this battle serious. The same conversation we had with Michael Hughes. Is he going to come over here and take this battle serious? That's my concern. And I know Rome, he's going to take this shit serious. I just know that. I'm going Rome 2-1 over Goods, B. Real talk.
I'm going Rome a light 3-0, if that makes any type of sense. I'm adding that to the vocabulary. I'm going Rome 3-0 against Goods.
3-0?
Rome's very clever. They really fuck with him also over there. But as far as even on camera, I think he's going to be more clever. I'm going Roan 3-0. He's going to win each round. He's going to edge each round, excuse me. So I think it's going to be a 3-0 for Roan. Next up, the battle that should have happened a couple years ago, or at least last year. But I'm glad it is happening. Big K versus Ill Will.
Grudge match.
Yep.
Ill Will, my nigga, I don't know, my dude. I just don't know, bro. I don't know. I would say this. I really don't. I'm noticing something about Big K, though. Last year, he went on a spree where he's battling all the time. He's kind of picking his pace now where he's like, I guess, he wants you to miss him more, and I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Murder Mook always talks about people stagnating themselves in battle rap and shit. I'm going Big K 2-1 over Ill Will.
You're going 2-1 over Ill Will?
Yeah. Yep.
You know what? I'm going Big K.
Don't do it.
I'm going Big K a clear 2-1. I don't think it's going to be debatable. I think you're right. This is a grudge match. And I'm going Big K a clear 2-1 over Ill Will. You're right when you say, I don't know.
If they're on the A game, both of them, this could be a dope battle.
It could be a very dope battle.
Yeah,
and I hope they both are, man.
I'd fuck with that.
If it was a debatable, we always want debatables. But we don't want debatables when people are below 100% or below, taking it serious. Debatable battle with everybody at 100%. So, but I'm thinking Big K 2-1. Let's go Pass versus Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips, man.
Uh-oh.
I just don't know, bro. I don't know, man. Like I said, we gave you a, niggas will say, oh, you didn't take T-Top serious for your hollow on your mind. Now you want to battle Beloved. So are you going to take Pass serious? I don't know, my nigga. I just don't know. I'm going Pass 2-1 straight up, Charlie. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? 2-1 password, man. Password, let me tell you something. Password is the most slept. I'm going to say this right now on PSA Radio. Password is one of the most slept-on cats. If you're in the top five list of slept-on cats in battle rap, Pass will be in my fucking top five list.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I'm going 2-1 Pass also. I'm going 2-1 Pass pretty much for the exact reasons that we spoke to Michael Hughes about.
Charlie better not fuck around and sleep on Pass. I don't think he is.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he's not.
I don't think he is. It's either this. I don't think Charlie could sleep on cats. Does he give a fuck?
Yeah.
That's the thing I think was his mind state. And how I'm seeing our clips is moving out here. It's like, does he give a fuck? Like,
yeah.
I think with Rex, he gave a fuck because he knew that the gloves are off. You know, Rex is talking about going personal and shit. I don't know, man. Like I said, how much passes can we give this nigga Charlie Clips? Yes, my nigga.
Exactly.
You're top three, top five. That's cool and all. You got a great resume. You talk to the fans. Shout out to Charlie Clips TV. That shit is cool, my nigga. But this is battle rap, my nigga. I don't give a fuck how nice you are. You can freestyle a butt or you clever and your projection is nice. My nigga, you better not play with Password. Ask your little brother DNA what happened to him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
2-1.
I'm going past 2-1, man. I just don't trust it, man. I just don't trust it that Clips is going to come fully prepared. I don't think he's going to sleep on pass, but I just don't think he'll come fully, fully prepared just because of what he just had. He just battle hollowed a Don. And
so
I'm going, for that reason,
pass,
I'm going past.
If you're past, are you sitting there thinking to yourself, well, here I am battling Charlie Clips, a big-ass battle. Am I going to get the Sharon effect?
No, I don't think Pass is telling himself that, because if he tells himself that, I feel like he won't prepare enough himself. So I feel like he's going in crazy. I hope he's saying to himself, I'm getting 100% Charlie Clips this battle, so I'm going to write crazy for that, just in preparation. And even if Clips doesn't come 100%, it'll just show you that I did write crazy and I will beat him. You know what I'm saying? I think you have to have that kind of mentality with it. So, yeah, I'm going past 2-1. On this battle against Clips. Next up, Conceited versus Chilla Jones.
Ooh, this is a nice card right here, son. Real talk.
It's a nice card.
This
is a nice card,
Dre. Good. Yeah, man, that's a nice card right here. Khan is one of the, you know, PLKs in his battle rap shit, Punchline Kings.
Yep.
Chilla's very complex. You know, he's one of the scheme masters, even though he slowed down the schemes a lot. And I like that, Chilla. That you don't OD with the schemes and shit. You're not drawing it out for fucking 2 minutes and shit.
Yep.
I'm going Chilla Jones 2-1.
Man, you going Chilla 2-1?
Kyle be on some bullshit sometimes too, Timbo. He do be on some bullshit. Like,
yeah.
When he battled B-Magic, he knew he couldn't be on no bullshit. Yeah, like, he knew that.
Yeah.
Like, you, B-Magic wants your fucking head, my nigga. You feel me? I don't know about Kyle sometimes and shit. You know, he's been wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I got to go with Chilla Jones, man, because I know Chilla going to bring it. I always say this.
Yeah.
Chilla Jones' pen game is one of the most retarded. If you read it, I would like to read Chilla Jones' composition book of his rhymes. Just to sit there and read that shit, Timbo. With that, I'm going Chilla 2-1, man.
You know what? Magic sent out a tweet today that he heard Chilla's rounds, and it's the best 3 rounds that he's ever heard. Ever.
Well.
That he's ever heard.
He's not going to play with Khan, son.
Yeah, he's not going to play with Khan. He's not going to play with Khan. I'm going Chilla 3-0.
Damn.
Against Khan.
This is back for Khan. I didn't even know. Khan, that's my bro, Timbo. That's not me, bro. I'm going to give you a round, Khan. Jesus. 30.
Oh, man. Watch. I'll be watching this shit too, man. It's pay-per-view. Let's go. 3-0, Chilla Jones. I think he's ready for Khan. I think he's been preparing for Khan heavy. I mean, look, man, we haven't seen Chilla battle. He's been taking time off, laying low. I feel like he's got his shit ready and precise. He's ready for Conceited. So I'm going to 3-0.
Niggas are saying, hey, Matt Alpha had a fucking dope-ass battle. I can't wait to see that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see my math and shit.
I want to see that too. Definitely. 3-0. Chilla Jones over Conceited. You already know what the fuck it is.
Ooh.
Anyway, next battle up. We have a rematch, which I don't really I don't know how I feel about this one because the first one was great. Shoddy Horror versus Arsenal.
My interest level for this, Timbo, is at fucking 30%. I'm sorry. It is. I don't mean to be the Scrooge of a battle. I don't mean to be the Scrooge of battle rap. I'm sorry, bro, but I don't have that much interest in this battle at all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all first battle did, what, 6 million views? So y'all try. Listen, some movies you can't remake. You can't remake a Scarface. When niggas try to make Belly 2, that shit flopped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some shit you got to leave alone, my nigga. Leave the movie alone. Like, y'all had a fucking dope-ass battle and shit. I have no interest in it. Austin, you my man. Austin was friends of the show. We fucked on Austin heavy up here.
Heavy.
Austin, I got to keep it real with you, bro. It's not that. Austin, I don't fuck with you. And I think Shoddy Horror is dumb nice. Because, let's be real, this brother is from the UK and shit. And that accent alone, and niggas still fuck with him. They disregard that shit, and they still fuck with him. Because Shoddy got bars. He's nice. I'm going Arsenal 2-1. I'm going Arsenal 2-1.
I'm going Arse 2-1 also. I wasn't really impressed with Shoddy's last battle with Hitman.
Oh, that shit was not good, son. But
that
you know
shit
what?
Was not well, good say, to well, me.
But when you say that, Timbo, is it just because of Shoddy or was it because...
No, it's definitely Hitman also. I wasn't impressed with either of them. But it's the way that it was brought, you know, sold that it's going to be great. And I have my best writing I've ever had for Hitman and this and that. And it just wasn't. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great battle. So
then the ruckus on the stage. The ruckus
then
on the stage
ruckus,
didn't help out either.
The ruckus happened, and then all that shit. I'm going Arse 2-1. I'm going Arse 2-1 in this battle, too. So, yeah, I think it'll be okay. Like I said, I'm not huge on the rematches of great battles. So, you know, my interest level isn't too high for this one either. I agree with you on that one. Main event, Pat Stay versus Calico.
Whew. Fucks with Calico heavy. Fucks with Pat Stay heavy. We've interviewed Calico before, and I respect Cal. To me, it seems like Calico is more interested in his music more than battle rap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Surf and Shug, they seem to balance that out real good where they could do their music and still come to battle. And I'm not saying Cal can't do that because truth be told, I thought Calico beat Hitman Holla. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does Cal give a fuck about battle rap in 2015 is a question that I need to know. Does he give a fuck? Pat Stay now, on the other hand, my nigga Pat, we've all wanted to see you get out of your comfort zone. A-Verb talks about this all the time. When niggas get comfortable where they live at, in front of the same crowd, they need to get an away game under their belt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucks with Calico heavy. But I'm going Pat Stay 2-1.
Damn. Very same, you know, same reasons as you. Also, he seemed to be very interested in his music, which who can blame him? I mean, you know.
Yeah, and because we told Calico Shoebox Money mixtape is flames. I will check that shit out.
Yeah.
But
I mean, exactly.
I gotta go backstage.
Exactly, and I mean, he was on the Detroit vs. Everybody remix, official remix, and everything like that.
I think Pat has a lot to prove, though. Pat has a lot to prove, I think, Timbo. I think he knows this is it right here.
First
time
in the States.
Canada. Word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going Pat 2-1. I'm going Pat 2-1 on this battle. But look, man, something tells me to not be surprised if Cal pulls this out, though.
Me neither.
If he wins,
me neither. I
don't know what it is, so I will not be surprised if Cal pulls it out. I hope they.
Not
you know,
all.
I want to see both these guys go against each other at 100%. Of course, I mean that's what we want from every battle, but especially these both these guys. I mean, they're very aggressive, and you know have great stage presence. So I think it'll be good if they're both on their A game. But I'm going Pat Stay 2-1 on this battle to wrap it up. King of the Dot, man. Massacre that's happening this Saturday, so you know, cop that pay per view if you're in Boston. Go to the event. You already know what it is, man. It's the King of the Dot. Now, before we go, we have something to touch on. There was a blog that was released with A-Verb and Loaded Lux going at it. Shout out to it was Hunter Bars Magazine, right, Dre?
Word.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah, Hunter Bar Magazine. Shout out to them on that real shit. They were going at each other. Now, the whole thing was Clips and Lux, and then now it's turned to your best interest is to battle me, which is what Verb is saying to Lux. Your best interest is to battle me. You will not beat Clips. They love him on that stage. They dislike you now on that stage after Mook. You know, this and that, and it was crazy. But what did you think of the conversation that they had?
First off, I love these conversations. Can I say it again? I love to see niggas go back and forth with the trash talking. Like, yeah, I'll dust you. You ain't nice. Let's get it popping. Come on, King. I love that shit.
The funniest part was when Lux was calling him, hey, man, hey, if somebody want to set it up, it's all right, handsome. He was calling him handsome and shit. That shit, that was hilarious to me, by the way.
Now,
Lux,
I want to hop on what you just said. Lux, we need to have a 20-second timeout, clipping, dribbling, double dribble. I mean, foul ball. I mean, my nigga, I understand you do that slick talking shit. I'm just not comfortable calling another man handsome. I'm sorry. It rubbed me the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Call another nigga handsome. Like, nah, my nigga, I wasn't feeling that Lux. Here's the thing. Lux battled Mook, and he got 3-0'd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Verb battled Shine, he got 3-0'd. If you're loaded Lux right now, the talk is like everybody's trying to say you need to battle Charlie Clips. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? My interest level for this battle is not high anymore. Like I told you on my earlier tonight,
mm-hmm.
not at a high. It's probably at a 40%. Now, yes, I know A-Verb got bodied by K-Shine, or you want to say he lost 3-0, or whatever niggas' words they want to use in battle rap. But that doesn't mean I don't want to see Verb and Lux. I'm sorry. After seeing this footage, I'm backpedaling. I really want to see Verb and Lux get it on. These motherfuckers have history. And if you're a battle rap fan, you know the history. I mean, Lux said it himself, Timbo. You know, if it wasn't for me, Lux would be working at the flea market. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When Lion's Den, you know, you could basically say that Lux helped propel Verb's career. Not, you know, rhymes-wise, or put him on a platform and say, yo, this nigga's nice, putting the word out there, yo, these brothers from St. Louis, get busy and shit. You know, the old New York against, you know, the Midwest movement and shit.
Yeah.
Lux said, the funny thing about it was Lux said Verb never beat a Harlem Cat, and they used to just Swae stuff out there. And Swae kept it a buck, though. Swae did say he lost, you know what I'm saying? So Verb's record against Harlem is what, 1-2? He beat Swae, but he lost to Shine, and he lost to Rex. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He said he doesn't get a fair shake in New York City. Timbo, is that still true, valid? You think Verb still doesn't get a fair shake in New York?
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, he battled John, they showed him love. He battled fucking Goods, they showed him love. I mean, I know he stayed away from New York for a while. He was just battling St. Louis. But, Verb, I don't know if that holds any weight, my nigga, because they cheered for you in your first round against K-Shine, my nigga. It's not to the third round when, you know what I'm saying, I thought you lost the steam and shit. You know what I'm saying? To me, you kind of like running with that too much and shit. But one thing I do agree with, Timbo, and I want to get your take on this. When Verb told Lux that he doesn't have any, once again, away battles, I think as great as Murder Mook and Loaded Lux are, son, they don't have away battles. That's why I give T-Rex bad props, because that nigga's battled everywhere.
Yes. You're right. You're right with that. And Verb has battled a lot on the road. A lot on the road. But I'm going to address what you asked about. Is that, you know, with New York and Verb?
Right.
No, I don't think that's the case, because we have seen him not get heckled or booed in battles and in New York recently.
Right.
That's happened. So no, I'm not taking that into consideration. What I'm taking into consideration is that, first of all, I really think Lux and Clips are very cool outside of battle rap. Very, very cool. I don't have a problem with that. It's just the friendly stuff leading up to a battle does not hype it for me. It doesn't make me want to see that anymore. Maybe that's a reason about the Hollow and Clips hype that wasn't crazy to me. I'm sure they're very cool outside of battle rap too. You know, maybe the Clips being so nice and personable has a negative effect on him as far as people wanting to see that battle. It lowered the interest for me as well. Now with Verb and Lux, I mean, they were getting at each other. I mean, you could tell there were insults flying, like, you will lose to Clips. Your best interest is to battle me. And I mean, we'll make this happen. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that is something that lowers it for me. And plus, you know, I guess I just like to see Clips and Verb and Lux more than Clips and Lux. That's just
So, so let me ask you a question then. Is the demand out there from the fans, in your opinion, more for Lodi Lux and Clips or Lodi Lux and Verb?
For the fans?
You think the fans want to see him and Verb get it popping or him and Lux and Clips get it
popping? For the fans. Now,
I think the fans really want to see Lux and Clips. I really think that.
I think they do too. I think they do too. I'm gonna say Lux and Clips, but are we really hearing a whole lot about Hollow and Clips right now after the battle just happened? Like, I mean, a whole lot.
No.
We're hearing more about
not
the Shine and Verb battle, whether that be positive or negative for Verb. It doesn't matter. We're hearing more about the Shine Verb battle, so maybe
listen,
the name
of
what happened.
I just feel, Timbo, that if Verb gets Lodi Lux. And I'm not even saying who's going to win the battle. My point is this. I just think when you watch that clip and you see them going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? That alone right there, to me, they selling that shit right there. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They
and
are.
And I'm not saying Clips and Lux have to have a fucking promo like that, per se. Verb, this is why he's a master manipulator, my nigga. He just got lost.
Yep, he
the
is.
Day before that,
he
gets beat up by Shine. But he's talking to one of the big dogs in battle rap, like, yo, beloved, we need to get it popping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Verb say he's the biggest attraction in his region. True or false?
It's an arguable true. Yes. Yes.
Mm.
It's an arguable true. I mean, him and Hitman. But, I mean, as much as I say I like V-Magic, and other people say, well, they'll like V-Magic. I'm going to be honest. He's not as big of a name as A-Verb. He's not. I mean, Verb, we can just go back down that resume, too. You know? I mean, Verb is one of the few people that can say that they beat Hollow, or that they had a debatable with Hollow and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
and
I
Arsenal,
mean, exactly. And Ars and Mass and, you know, these battles, you know, they just add up and add up. But
Here's another thing people are looking at. Their third rounds. Let's compare A-Verb's third round against Hitman to Lodi Lux's third round against Calico. A lot of people said that Lux kind of took Verb's angle.
Yeah, to talk to him.
Angle against Calico, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? And it even was footage on YouTube when Lux was giving Verb Pound about his third round and shit. It's on YouTube.
All right, let me ask you this. Can we agree that we pretty much saw 100% from Verb that night against Hitman?
Yeah, because that's the last time I actually sacked. Actually, I think Verb had three dope rounds was the last time, and that was against Hitman Holler.
Okay. Now, we've seen that. Now, would you be happy to see that Verb versus a Lodi Lux?
Definitely, 100%. I think we all would. He'd have to go. He'd have to step up a notch. He'd have to fucking not get a haircut for a month. He'd have to his pen game. I think Lux would have to force pen game and a dig in his soul pause to write some extravagant shit. For your battling Lodi Lux here. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
Favorite at all by his battling Lux. You know what I mean?
So we know that that's in Verb to do that, and that can happen. I mean, you know, when you're put to the test and you have an opponent that's going to make you write like that, it can happen. Now, with Clips, what have we seen lately that you would like to see or that could go up against the Lodi Lux? It's hard for me to think back to something of three rounds from Clips. Granted, he's won battles. I'm not saying that the man has not won battles. He's won battles. But he won. He could have not spit two rounds and spit one round against Rex and won and had Rex spit all three rounds. He could have done that because of how hard that third round was. I mean, it was great. But as far as three rounds, Dre, what do you think that could go up against Lux that you've seen lately from Clips?
The only battle I can go back to.
Rock?
And I
you say Rock?
No, would be T-Rex. It'd be Rex, because we've all sat and said that we think that's the best Charlie Clips we've seen, where he gave us 3 rounds. You know, niggas always say,
yeah,
Clips give you 2 rounds. When he battled B-Magic,
yeah,
motherfuckers went crazy on him because, you know, he, you know, this, that, and the third,
yeah,
they felt like he just, sometimes you just feel like he's going to give you 2 rounds and that's it. It's like he's,
yeah,
going to play the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter good, and fourth quarter he's going to half-ass it if he know he's up.
Yeah.
It's almost like Floyd,
yeah,
Mayweather. Like, if Floyd knows he's beating you in the 12th round, he's not going to box. He's playing defense now. You know what I'm,
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
I feel that.
If you're Lori Lux also, obviously, you're probably going to get paid more if you're looking at the money aspect of it now. I'm not trying to count niggas' pockets, but you're also,
yeah,
probably looking at it like, I'm going to get a bigger check. Because you keep hearing Lux emphasize the demand. The demand is not,
yeah,
there for you, Lux. So the,
yeah,
demand is telling me demand equals translation, dollar bills, y'all. You know what I'm,
yeah,
saying?
No, you're right. You're right. And he'll probably get a bigger check to battle Clips. Let's be honest about it. Let's be honest. That he will get it. Because there's still people saying out there that Clips beat Hollow. And, I'm not going to sit here and argue with that. But there's people saying that Clips beat Hollow. There's not many people saying that Verb beat Shine, if anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. That's
so,
true. That does hold weight in battle rap. That does hold weight in battle rap.
Yeah, it holds weight, especially on that Smack URL Known 5 stage. So,
are we wrong to say that we'd rather see Verb battle Lux? Because niggas will sit there and say, well, what the fuck is wrong with you and Timbo, 300 man? You just saw Verb get waxed. Why should he get awarded to battle Lux? And here's what I would say to people who say that to me. I would say, yes, my nigga, I understand. He just got 30'd by K-Shawn, a nigga that he thought he should have beaten. And he was obviously,
yeah,
going into the battle. But once again, this footage and the back and forth, the history, the 3 rounds that they both have been compared to a lot. You know what I'm saying? You got Verb saying that they have the same powers. I thought that was funny and shit. They got the same powers. And
yeah,
I think also Lux, he's always going to bring his gay game. But I think against Verb, it'll be a little bit personal. I think it'll be more where he'd want to rip off Verb's head more than you want to rip off Clips' head. I think if I could dig in the psyche of A-Verb, of Loaded Lux, I think he'd be more prepped up to battle Lux, even though I know niggas would say probably Clips for the battle of Harlem, da 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 da. But I just think both of them, and they both coming,
yeah,
off bad battles, because Lux lost the move clearly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, man. That is my last point. You can argue that Clips beat Hollow. People are arguing that Clips beat Hollow. To me, they weren't at like 100%. Could we agree on that? Clips and Hollow were both not at 100%.
Facts.
Okay. Now, Verb got beat, yes. But he lost to, in my opinion, a very close 100% Shine.
Yeah. Shine was turned
as up. As to what was brought by Shine, you know, in that stars-aligned kind of night that he had, not that he didn't deserve it at all, but he did. He wrote crazy, he performed crazy, everything like that, you know what I mean? So, it's just, you know, it's crazy. It's all a matter of opinion. Tons of people are going to say they'd rather see Lux and Clips. Tons of, you know, there's people that are going to say they'd rather see Lux and Verb. I mean, let's see. Hopefully people are going to comment on here to what they want to see more.
Yes.
Is it going to be Lux and Clips?
And can y'all please comment on the bottom of this when Timo releases this? Please let us know, who would y'all rather see? I know a lot of y'all might say y'all want to see Lux and Clips, but if you do have a chance, please watch that video Timo was talking about, 100 Bar Magazine, y'all. Take a look at that, please. Just tell me by watching that, if your battle rap juices didn't flow, like, damn, I really want to see this shit. Minus, yes, Verb had a bad performance against Shine. We know that. And I understand we don't want to reward guys that lose sometimes or didn't show up.
Yeah.
But just on that alone, please comment in the section. Let us know. Verb and Lux, it's been brewing for years. Why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Summer Madness 5, Mook, Clips, Verb, Lux, Hitman, Rock, John, Hollow.
No, Hitman Suge.
Hitman Rock, stop. T-Top and Suge.
Going down, son.
T-Top, Suge.
I want to see that. But I guarantee you Summer Madness 5, Hitman and Suge is going down.
Okay. All right. So you heard it from the man himself. I mean, this is Nostradamus. Hitman and Suge is apparently going down to Summer Madness 5. Salute to those guys. And we hope to see you perform 100% on that stage. Now I'm playing, but salute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like my bro said, comment on what you think, what you would rather see, Lux or Verb,
word,
or Lux or Clips, and we can finally put this to rest. No, we'll see. But Dre, let's see what happens in the upcoming weeks if something, you know, if vlogs start being released by Verb or Lux or something is released, you know, kind of building the hype for this, because that's you know, something to watch too.
Listen, Verb, if you listen to this, please hype this shit up, my nigga. Yes, Verb, I want you to hype this shit up. If you listen to me and Timo, please hype this shit up. Please get at Lux. We have to force this nigga's hand to get there. Yes, he says the man needs to be there. Lux, we want to see this, my nigga. I'm not saying I don't want to see you battle Clips, my nigga. But you and Verb or Sub-Man is five. The main event, I think I'll be fucking. Let's go, man. I'm with that.
Yeah, let's get it. Man, salute to Michael Hughes. We got a crazy interview with him dropping, man. Salute to everybody watching the videos. You already know what the fuck it is, man. It's PSA Radio, them segment boys, the most hated, the least respected. You already know, man. This is Timbo. My bro Dre, take us out, man.
Man, it's your boy D-Letter, man. Shout out my bro Timbo, man. The segment boys, y'all already know. Shout out to Michael Hughes. We got a couple cats lined up. Mook, Shine, Joe Buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hopefully we can get Roan on before his battle and shit. You know what I'm saying? Real good topic. So we got some shit, man. Fuck with us, man. We got the segments out, man. You already know.
That's it. Watch out for these, man. You already know what it is. We out.